BBC News. The White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, has accused parts of the media in the United States of trying to delegitimize the presidency of Donald Trump. Mr. Priebus's comment came after news outlets rejected claims by President Trump that more than a million people had attended his inauguration on Friday. Live footage and aerial photographs showed no such crowds. The Israeli authorities have approved the construction of 566 homes for settlers in occupied East Jerusalem. In the past hour, the White House has said it's in the early stages of discussions on moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem in a possible break with long-established policy. Egyptian prosecutors say they've agreed to allow Italian and German experts to retrieve CCTV footage related to the murder of an Italian man. Giulio Regeni disappeared a year ago. His body was found with signs of torture. Polls have closed in the French centre-left primary election, with results expected late on Sunday. The top two will go through to a runoff, but opinion polls suggest all of them would do badly in the presidential election in April. West African soldiers have entered the outskirts of the Gambian capital, Banjul, as part of an operation to allow the new president, Adama Barrow, to take up office. Mr. Barrow's predecessor, Yahya Jammeh, left the country in the early hours of Sunday. Police in Mexico have found 7 decapitated bodies inside an abandoned taxi in the western seaside resort of Manzanillo. Local officials say they found on the car's windscreen a message signed by one of Mexico's most powerful criminal organizations. The Chinese government says it's ordered the closure of more than 100 golf courses since launching a nationwide campaign in 2011 to tackle illegal expansion in the sector. They continue to be built to meet growing demand, despite a ban being in force. BBC News.